Knickerbocker Holiday, from Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia at wikipedia.org. Knickerbocker Holiday is a 1938 musical written by Kurt Vile, music, and Maxwell Anderson, book and lyrics, based loosely on Washington Irving's Father Knickerbocker's stories about life in 17th century New Netherland, Old New York. The musical numbers include September Song, now considered a pop standard. History. Knickerbocker Holiday is both a romantic comedy and a thinly veiled allegory equating the New Deal of Franklin D. Roosevelt with fascism. A Roosevelt ancestor is one of the characters on the corrupt New Amsterdam Council in the play. Playwright Anderson believed that government was necessary in society, but that it must always be watched because it is swayed by self-interests of those in power. He saw FDR's New Deal as an American version of the corporatism and concentration of political power which had given rise to Nazism and Stalinism. Plot summary. The action is narrated by 19th century author Washington Irving, who announces his intent to write a history of the original Dutch settlement of New Amsterdam. The story opens in Manhattan in 1647, where the colony awaits the arrival of its new governor from Holland, Peter Stuyvesant. Irving selects as his hero the young Bram Broek, a brave but impulsive fellow who becomes enraged if anyone tries to give him orders. The narrator and his character reflect that this independent streak is characteristic of American citizens. Brom is in love with Tina Tienhoven, whose father heads the corrupt town council. Brom knows that Tienhoven is selling brandy and firearms to the Indians, a criminal offense. Tienhoven, with the support of his cronies, arranges to have Brom convicted and hanged instead. Brom survives by putting the noose around his waist instead of his neck, just as Stuyvesant arrives on the scene. Impressed by the young man's ingenuity, the governor pardons him. Stuyvesant plans to marry Tina and to declare war as his first official act of governance. After many mishaps and recriminations, all ends happily when the narrator reminds Stuyvesant that history will not remember him kindly if he persists in his dictatorial actions. Brom and Tina are free to marry, and the musical ends as Stuyvesant reflects that perhaps he will make a good American, given his own independence and resistance to authority. Productions. The musical premiered on Broadway at the Ethel Barrymore Theater on October 19, 1938, and closed on March 11, 1939, after 168 performances. It was produced by the Playwrights Company and directed by Joshua Logan. The original production starred Walter Huston as Peter Stuyvesant, Richard Colmar as Brom Broek, Gene Madden as Tina, and Ray Middleton as Washington Irving. Burgess Meredith, a friend of Vile's, was originally set to play the romantic young lead Brom Broek, but he left when he saw the villainous Peter Stuyvesant character growing into a more and more lovable and important role, upstaging his. Burt Lancaster starred in a revival production of the Los Angeles Civic Light Opera at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion at the Music Center, Los Angeles, in June 1971. The cast also included David Holliday and Jack Collins. The musical premiered in Germany on September 25, 1976, at the Thalia Theater in Hamburg. Light opera works of Evanston, Illinois, mounted a major revival of the work in December 1992, with artistic direction by Philip Krause, stage direction by Seth Rains, and conducted by Peter Lipari. Knickerbocker Holiday made its Canadian premiere on February 20, 2009, at the Jane Mallet Theatre, St. Lawrence Centre for the Arts in Toronto, Ontario. It was produced by the Toronto Operetta Theatre, under the direction of Guillermo Silva Marin. This production featured Curtis Sullivan as Washington Irving, Dale Miller as Brom Broek, Amy Wallace as Tina Tienhoven, David Ludwig as Governor Peter Stuyvesant, and Regine Cornoyer as Roosevelt. It also featured Jeffrey Sanders as Skirmerhorn, Greg Finney as Vanderbilt, and Ford Roberts as Mr. Tienhoven. It was directed by Guillermo Silva Marin, musically directed and conducted by David Spears, and featured the TOT Orchestra and Vocal Ensemble. In June 2009, Knickerbocker Holiday was presented by the York Theatre's Musicals in Mufti in a staged concert. Directed by Michael Unger, the cast featured Josh Grizzetti as Washington Irving, Nick Gasworth as Brom, Kelly Barrett as Tina, Martin Vidnovic as Stuyvesant, William Parry as Roosevelt, and Walter Charles as Tienhoven. The Collegiate Chorale at Alice Tooley Hall, New York City, presented a concert version on January 25th, 26th, 2011, with Kelly O'Hara, Victor Garber, Christopher Fitzgerald, Ben Davis, Bryce Pinkham, and David Garrison, and the American Symphony Orchestra and a chorus of 65. A recording of this performance was released on CD in June 2011 by Shikaboom Records. Film version. The 1944 film version, written by Thomas L. Lennon, starring Nelson Eddy as Brock, Constance Dowling as Tina, and Charles Coburn as Stuyvesant, not only removed most of the songs and added new ones not by Vile and Anderson, but watered down the political allegory considerably, having been released during World War II. Trivia. In previews, the Season 1, Episode 14 of the TV series Smash, the character of producer Eileen Rand sings a version of September Song. Angelica Houston, who played Eileen Rand, is the granddaughter of Walter Houston, who introduced the song in the original production of Knickerbocker Holiday. Songs. Act 1. Clackety Clack, Washington Irving, and Girls. It's a Law, Tienhoven and Council. There's Nowhere to Go But Up, Brom Brok, Tenpin, and Ensemble. It Never Was You, Brom Brok and Tina Tienhoven. How Can You Tell an American, Brom Brok and Washington Irving. Will You Remember Me, Brom Brok, Tina Tienhoven and Ensemble. One Touch of Alchemy, Peter Stuyvesant and Ensemble. The One Indispensable Man, Peter Stuyvesant and Tienhoven. Young People Think About Love, Tienhoven, Brom Brok and Ensemble. And September Song, Peter Stuyvesant. Act 2, Ballad of the Robbers, Washington Irving. We Are Cut in Twain, Brom Brok and Tina Tienhoven. There's Nowhere to Go But Up, Reprise, Washington Irving. To War, Peter Stuyvesant, Council and Male Ensemble. Our Ancient Liberties, Tienhoven, Anthony Corlier and Council. Romance and Musketeer, Ensemble. The Scars, Peter Stuyvesant and Ensemble. Dirge for a Soldier, Ensemble. And We Wouldn't Going to Do It, Ensemble. This audio was recorded on July 27th, 2019.